Hey, Lazy Parenting Pod Squad. Today has been a busy day. I started off the day volunteering, teaching math in my youngest's class. It's easily one of my most favorite things to do. Those six kids bring me so much joy. I get to go in and work with the kids who are a little bit further ahead of the rest of the class and provide them with some enrichment so that they don't get bored and start to hate math. I am passionate about math and keeping our kids loving it. Most kids love it when they're little, and then something happens and we knock it out of them. So I really enjoy going in and working with kids on math. So I get to go in, we work on some online contest questions and just have fun solving problems and learning some new concepts. I'm also only a few days away from hosting a big two-day competition here in Vancouver with, you know, a few thousand people in attendance. And my business partner and I spent some time together going over all the last minute details. Today is also one of the couple days a month I earn the title Best Mom Ever when my kids get home from school. Because, yep, that's right, it was Costco shopping day. My kids are easy to please. If I give them a full fridge and freezer, they are happy campers. And then I'm excited to let you know that I also got my first paid gig as a TikToker, which is exciting. So I spent some time today filming some of those videos for the client. And then, you know, rounding out the day with my job as chauffeur for my kids' sports this evening. But I did tell the kids they're on their own for dinner tonight because Dad isn't home and I'm not cooking. Remember, lazy parenting has its benefits. They will likely find something and make it together and be just fine. Today, I'm going to continue talking about proactive versus reactive parenting. I shared some Q&A yesterday, and I thought I would continue with that today. So, if you are a regular listener, thank you. I appreciate you. And I appreciate you sharing the podcast with your fellow moms. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm excited for you to join in and become a lazy parent too. So, here we go. Hello, and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG lazy parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic, young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. The first question today is going to be around listening, or rather the perceived lack of listening that kids do. A parent says that her son struggles with listening ears and comprehension. For example, she finds herself asking her son over and over and over again to go and brush his teeth. And she gets so frustrated with him not listening or doing what she asks. So how many times does she have to ask, and what is she supposed to do when he doesn't listen and do what she's asked him to do? Okay, so the deal here is that this lack of listening, it's really a lack of cooperation, right? We know they can hear us, but clearly her son is not doing what he is being asked to do. So what do we as parents do? Well, remember, all behavior is communication. And in this case, his lack of communication is also telling us something. He is not wanting to cooperate or do as he is being asked. And if we can remember that most misbehavior can be avoided if our children's buckets are filled daily with the attention and the power that they crave and desperately need. If we can focus on filling those buckets every day with that one-on-one time, that 10, 15 minutes a day with each child, I promise you it's going to make a difference. He will become more cooperative, I guarantee it. And that time that you may be saying you just can't find, remember, our kids are going to get that time from us either way. And us asking and getting in a power struggle with them, well, that takes time too. Front loading it and putting the time in to fill those buckets is going to actually save us time. Our kids will seemingly, magically become more cooperative. I promise. It takes work, but it does work. However, If necessary, you might need to look at the third big idea I introduced this week around fair and effective consequences. Remember, he does have a choice not to brush his teeth. We can't make him. At least, I'm not going to recommend that you hold your child down and brush their teeth for them. But we can say something like, okay, if you're choosing not to brush your teeth, then I can't really let you eat anything that turns to sugar on your teeth. They're going to rot, and that will be a hefty consequence at the dentist when we go in a couple of months. I promise you, it won't take long for them to brush their teeth. No one wants to eat only vegetables. And no, they're not going to starve. The same goes for something like you needing the kids to put their toys away before dinner. If they choose not to do it, the key here again is always to calmly say, okay, I've asked you to put your toys away, but if you don't do it, then I'm going to put the toys away, but I'm going to put them in a box, and I'm going to put that box of toys away for a week. Remember that the consequences need to follow the five R's. They need to be respectful, reasonable, related, revealed in advance, and repeated back to you to make sure that they understand. Remember that not listening to you isn't about not listening. It's really about power. So remember, don't engage in power struggles. Drop the tennis ball. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to yesterday's episode. We have to drop the racket and walk away from those power struggles. Okay, the next question was around routines. I talked about the importance of routines and reestablishing them as our lives are going back to normal post-COVID times. I mean, we're still in it, but most places on the planet have gone back to somewhat of a pre-pandemic time. So in episode number 36, I discussed the importance of routines and getting back to them after what's been an anything but normal couple of years. But a common question I get around routines is this one. How do I get my stubborn 4-year-old to go to sleep? I've tried rewards, tried taking something away, I've tried letting them cry it out, and nothing works. So this is a big topic, but in general, problems around routines can usually be simplified down to four areas that likely need attention. The first is training. Have we trained them properly? Have we spent time on it? Whether it's a bedtime routine or getting ready in the morning, our kids need to be trained so that they know what to expect. That means it needs to be the same every night, which I'm going to talk about shortly. But we can't expect them to do something that they don't know how to do. In regards to sleep, we aren't teaching them how to sleep, but we are training them on what it means to wind down and what that routine and the expectations around it are. The second component we want to look around is the idea of empowerment. And this goes back to that power bucket. Our kids want to be in charge. So let them have some power over what the routine looks like. The more they're able to contribute, the more buy-in you're going to get and the more success you're going to have in the routine, including bedtime. Checklists can be helpful, and they can choose what order they want to do the things before they get to bed. Autonomy is a real need that all kids have, and finding ways to give it to them goes a long way into them cooperating and participating in our family routines. The third component we need to look at if we are struggling with routines is the foundational concept of lazy parenting. Those buckets. Are they getting the attention and power they need? These times when they're resisting are tough. They know that they have us, that we're vulnerable, that we're tired and we just want to go to bed or have kid-free time downstairs watching TV. In the mornings, they know we're rushing to get out the door and to school on time. They know they've got us, and they know they have the power to get us mad and reactive. If those attention and power buckets are not being regularly filled, they're going to get their hit, so to speak, through any means they can. And this is a really effective one. They know they can get a rise out of us, and that power to control us, wow, you know, it is something that fills their bucket up quick. The last component to look at, and to look at honestly, is what is our consistency around routines really looking like? Sometimes we think we're consistent when we really aren't. Is bedtime the same every day? Or does it change because brother or sister has practice late at night, or you have friends over, or whatever the reason is? It is really important with routines to stay true to them, especially when they're young. But even as adults, right? We are way healthier and happier when we go to bed at the same time every night and get up at the same time every morning. Structure is important, and our kids need to know what to expect. It makes them less anxious and more willing to follow rules. I hope this was helpful. I would love you to send in any other questions you might have. Tomorrow, we're going to round out the week with a few final questions in this series. I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll chat with you tomorrow. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. Give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the lazy parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.